Some researchers on the South Coast are very, very excited this morning.
We found a nest for a golden eagle pair. It's rare in our area. We haven't seen golden eagles nesting in the Santa Monica Mountains since the late 1980s, so we were really excited to find them.
Katie Delaney is an ecologist with the Santa Monica Mountains National Recreation Area. A consultant doing a bird survey spotted the eagles on private property. Biologists with the National Park Service, the U.S. Geological Survey, and Bloom Biological confirmed the nest location. They took blood samples from the chicks for genetic testing and put bands on them so their movements can be monitored. Delaney says golden eagles are spectacular birds.
They're very big. So they're about as big as a bald eagle. An adult can be about 2.5 feet tall. Their wingspan is 6 to 7 feet. They're very, very large birds. So it's really interesting, actually, that not many people see them. They're huge, huge birds. They eat mammals. Jackrabbits and ground squirrels are a main part of their diet. We don't have jackrabbits here in the Santa Monica Mountains. We think that they're probably eating rabbits, other small mammals, ground squirrels. What we did find, interestingly, in their nest were the wings of western gulls. So they were definitely eating and feeding their young gulls.
The National Park Service ecologist says while golden eagles are relatively common, it's still rare to actually see them.
Golden eagles are really interesting species. They have a really huge distribution. So they have a worldwide distribution in the northern hemisphere. So they're in all through North America, also in Europe and Asia. So that's kind of interesting that they have this big wide distribution. They're not actually really rare, but they do really like to avoid where people are, and they tend to be in sort of very remote areas. And so they're hard to see. So people aren't really as familiar with them because of that.
Delaney says the chicks grow quickly.
They're about 12 weeks old. They've been out of the nest, so they fledged out of the nest about 2 weeks ago at about 10 weeks old. So they're flying. They're following their parents. All four of them, the two parents and the two chicks, are flying around. And the chicks are presumably learning how to hunt and also begging for food from the parents. They keep visiting the nest site, and they hang around the nest site, and they should be around that area for the next several months. Later in the summer and fall, then the chicks will disperse.
Just like people, their parents will soon stop babying them and push them out of the nest and into the world to fend for themselves.
The fledgling chicks are as big as the parents, so they are not mature like the parents, and they don't know as much as the parents, of course, but they're big like the parents. They're learning from the parents how to hunt, but they're also begging for food from the parents. Eventually, the parents will want to have a new nest. And so what happens is later in the fall, they start, and some bird species, the parents can get quite aggressive in kicking their offspring off of their territory because they're ready to sort of defend their territory and have a new nest.
And Delaney says the hope is the parents will stick around.
What we're hoping is that the parents will stay in the Santa Monicas and hopefully we'll reuse that nest and breed again next year.
Golden eagles are found throughout the region, including the Los Padres National Forest in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. But again, they like to live in isolated areas. Where will the chicks live?
Those young ones will disperse and not stick around. They'd probably be nomadic for a little while, and then it takes them several years to become mature territory holders themselves. And then what they will do is try to find a territory somewhere and try to breed.
Ironically, some golden eagles off the South Coast had to be relocated several years ago because they were disrupting the environment. They'd moved into the Channel Islands, which was not their native habitat, and they were decimating the island fox population. The golden eagles aren't a natural predator to the tiny foxes, which are about the size of a big cat, so they were there for the birds' picking. It's a lot more complicated than that, but the bottom line is that the golden eagles were relocated to the mainland several years ago. At the same time, native bald eagles were reintroduced to the islands. They scare off golden eagles. The few remaining island foxes had been collected for a captive breeding program to prevent their extinction. Once the population was increased, some of the foxes were reintroduced to the islands, and without the golden eagles around, they're thriving today. But the hope is that this breeding pair of golden eagles are the sign that they may be returning to the Santa Monica Mountains. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.